sugar leaf raspberry. The green, almost sugar-free. Calorie-free, green again, sugar from your own garden. That's what we are talking about in this new podcast by Lubera Edibles.
Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
In this podcast, which is directed to professional hearers, professional gardeners, but others can hear also, we are talking about new products which are introduced by Lubera Edibles, normally bred or selected by Lubera. And today we are talking about sugar leaf raspberry. What's that? What is a sugar leaf raspberry? Frederick? The question goes to Frederick. I haven't presented. He is responsible in our company or in Lubera Edibles for product development.
Yeah.
And we are on both ends of the site. I'm on every side. I'm almost responsible for almost everything. But I'm more concentrated in breeding and in marketing. And you are making the bridge between me and you or yes. everything. because you are bringing the products from the breeding into the marketing.
Yes.
What is sugar leaf raspberry?
So, sugar leaf raspberry, the botanical name is Rubus shingii, or sometimes it's also called Rubus suavissimus, or another word is Rubus shingii variation suavissimus.
So, Chinese blackberry.
Yeah. Another common name in English is Chinese blackberry or Chinese sweet tea. So from this name, it's clear the origin of the plant is China. And it's a summer green rubus species with very thorny canes. It's about 2 meter or 2 meter 50 high. And at the moment in our garden where we have the mother plants, we did not see any flowers or fruit. So this is a little bit strange. We don't know where it came from. So the second year cane is still winter hard. So the second year cane, flowery cane, what it should be, makes leaves in spring, but there are no flowers.
A normal cycle with raspberries,
yeah.
Rubus, either blackberries or raspberries would be that they have a 2 year cycle. In the first year they are growing, in the second year they are doing laterals with blooms and fruits, and we haven't seen these fruits. There could be two reasons. One reason is that winter injuries have destroyed the blooms. That
yeah.
could be possible, but not the stem. Or the second is that domestication and selection for leaves, because it's the leaves which are so sweet. In our genotype, which we are propagating, has led to a low fertility or low blooming. We will see. I think in the next 1-2 years, we are now testing the variety since 4 years and haven't seen fruit.
Yeah, but maybe we could also.
What is the sweet thing?
The sweet thing, it's a chemical. Verbindung, was es?
Chemical entity, a molecule.
A chemical molecule, it's a glycoside, it's called ribososeed. It's very similar to another glycoid. It's called steviosid. Steviosid, came from the herbal plant stevia. It's also a natural plant sweetener. And so the chemical molecules are very similar.
So it's said that that the sweetness of the molecule of rubus seed and also stevia seed is about 200 times as sweet as sugar. That's very sweet.
Yeah, and you recognize the sweet when you direct eat a fresh leaf or a fresh part of a leaf. Do not
eat too much.
Eat too much or a whole leaf, just two centimeter part of a leaf. Chew on it. And then you will taste this natural green plant taste at first. And then came a very, very hard sweetness after it. So that's, I like sweet taste. I like sweet fruits. But this sweetness is also too much for me.
But normally you will not enjoy it alone. Yep. So
yes.
Together with water in a tea, in a sweet leaf, raspberry or blackberry tea or as an addition to another tea to sweeten it, so that these are the ideas. How are you using the leaves?
How
are the leaves looking, perhaps? That's also a nice story, I think.
Yep. The leaves are like a finger, like a hand with five fingers. But when you do not look so close, it's very similar. It looks similar to hemp, so it's a very interesting plant, also from the leaves.
So it was the whole season we had a plant, a big plant in our glass house before the container of our breeder Moritz Köhle, and everybody who was going along and was new was looking at what the hell they are growing here, a new culture. And and everybody I asked was thinking about hemp or cannabis and really not about the raspberry. But how do you use this raspberry leaf as a sweetener?
You pick a fresh leaf, cut it into pieces, and
Boil it with boiled water.
Just put it in boiled water, and the sweetness go from the leaves into the water. So just you don't need sugar. It's just a sweet water tea. Or you can the other thing is you can rub a whole leaf between your hands, and then this will destroy the leaf structure and also the
open the cells
so the sweet sweetness molecules could easily go into the hot water. Another way is when you So I just said it. It's a summer green plant, but when you want to use these leaves in late autumn or over winter, you could easily dry the leaves and then use
a tea leaf.
Yeah, you use the dried leaves like a tea leaf.
In a garden situation, how would you plant sweet leaf raspberries?
I do not plant a sweet leaf plant into a commercial fruit garden. Maybe at the side or in a corner, very similar to a blackberry. So it's a very strong growing plant. So it could easily reach 2 or 2.5 meters. But you also could plant it in a hedge with flower shrubs, obviously at the end of a bed with roses or something like that. So the useful planting things plant are a lot. So you can use it nearly everywhere in the garden where you have enough space for it.
Two things perhaps I would add. I wouldn't underestimate the ornamental value of the plant because of the hemp leaves. It's just fun, at least for your neighbors, when they are looking at your garden and see the hemp type leaves and are thinking whatever of you. And it's just a sugar plant. So, but they are really nice. And the second thing is pruning. So we are interested to have green material, green leaves. And I think with pruning, they are even growing faster. Yeah. So we have to think about pruning them back when they are 50 centimeters, taking the first leaves, going back that you have a more bushy plant. But also at 1 meter 50, at 2 meters, you have the possibility to prune them. Then they will react just below the pruning point, and you will have lighter tent a little bit. We have seen also in our nursery, it was like a tent with leaves, with stems. So there are, I think, many possibilities. I see also the possibility to grow them in a pot, perhaps at the edge of a terrace or of a balcony, because it's a little bit bigger. But with pruning and with earning leaves and stems, I think it's good possible to have them also in a container.
And in a container, it's also winter hard. We discovered it in our selection garden, where we observe all our varieties, and they are all in a big pot, in a big container, and there are also the sweet leaf raspberries, and they already survived a normal winter in pot without any protection.
Sweet leaf raspberry, if you look at it, what are the unique selling propositions? What are the advantages? It's perennial, so you can have it for 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years. So one time planting, many time earning. You can grow it in the open field, but also in a container. It's ornamental. It's winter hardy. It's 200 times as sweet as sugar. It's natural. It has no calories. And as we have heard or not heard till now, it's healthy almost in every respect. So because beside the sweetening power, it said that it's very good for the kidney.
For the kidney, it's antioxidantical, it's
anti-inflammatory.
Inflammatory, anti-cancerogen. So it's the leaves and also the dried fruits were used since ancient times in the traditional Chinese medicine. So
As a Western, as a Western engineer would say, it's almost too good. it's too sweet, too good. So, but it's really an interesting plant for all of our gardens, and we are very happy at Lubera.com and at Lubera Edible. Then we can offer young plants at Lubera.com, finished young plants for customers. We hope from May on, and from March, April on, also young plants from Lubera Edibles. That's also a reason normally first Lubera.com is introducing new things to test them, and afterwards Lubera Edibles is introducing young plants for professional growers. We are doing it with this plant at the same time. Go on, try it. Thank you very much for hearing in. In the next podcast, we are talking about new raspberry, other raspberry families in our assortment. About Chef raspberries, Schlaraffia raspberries, other raspberries. If you are interested, come back and hear this other Gardeners Radio podcast. Till now, thank you very much for joining us. Go on gardening and have a fruitful day. Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberoedibles.com. Go on gardening.